Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
All right, cool. So before we continue, Fakayo's going to tell you to subscribe in Italian. He's going to tell you to like, share, subscribe, press the bell, all in Italian, fluently.
Pubblichiamo content su lunedì, mercoledì, venerdì. Mi raccomando. Subscribe e suona il bell per essere notificati e non mancare nulla.
It is December next week, and for you lot, Christmas has forwarded early.
Special.
Very, very special guest today. They're probably wondering, how did we do it? International waters. But we got that pulling power. Welcome to Filthy Fellas.
Also, I want to say, it's an honorary... no, sorry, because in the intro, he needs it. It's an honorary Heart Foundation member.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Introduce him the right way.
That's it. He's a member of the Heart Foundation before he even knew it.
It is none other than England's very own Fakayo
Tomori. Tomori. Them stylish brothers there, you know.
Rocking everybody.
And how you doing,
just quickly
bro?
Before we start, do you feel a special connection with the Heart Foundation?
With the Heart Foundation?
Mm.
The Heart Foundation, like the heart. What's that?
What? You're born in Calgary, right?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what you might have talking about.
Bret Hart?
He doesn't realise who
oh,
you...
Oh, Bret
Canada.
Hart.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart?
I don't know who Bret Hart is.
Oh!
No way! We have to do it again.
You don't know who Bret Hart and Owen Hart are? You don't know who that is?
The Anvil.
What is that?
Sharpshooter.
Oh my God.
The Hitman.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
What, wrestling?
Wrestling.
Oh, I wasn't a wrestling guy, man.
Yeah. Nah. Real jigger, man. It's idiots. Only idiots watch wrestling, man.
You just said Hitman.
Yes, I know who he is. I know who he is. I don't watch wrestling, though.
How do you know his nickname, though?
There's a little bit. Bret the Hitman Hart.
He was cold with a leather jacket, though, and the tassels on it. Come on,
pink
brother,
and black.
Man. Pink and black.
Wrestling's an idiot thing.
We can get into it anyway. We can start right at the very beginning. You get me? Born in December. To Nigerian parents in Calgary, Canada, which is the home of the Hart family. You know what I'm trying to say? The Hart Foundation. That's why I thought you was connected.
No, I thought it was
my
deep.
Bad.
I thought you'd done some Hart thing, some charity thing.
That's what I was thinking.
I was just on my own thing.
My man was gonna get some free promo.
I thought it was a charity thing, but then I clocked on to Brett and them and in Canada.
My bad. Maybe I'm doing
only
too much.
Nerds watch wrestling like that.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
No, no, don't mean you, but I mean...
No, I watch it though. So
I meant like that. You don't watch it like that.
He's an idiot.
But listen, you moved to England before your first birthday.
Yeah, man.
Do you go back to Canada? Is there any affiliation? Do you know Drake?
I used to go back every year till I got like professional and that. And then summers were a bit...
techie.
Yeah. And then I was going like Marbella and that. Canada was a bit.
It was the other way.
Toronto's a lit city though, man. Toronto, summertime.
But you weren't going to Toronto, you're going to Calgary, right?
No, he was going to.
No, I'll go Calgary, Edmonton.
Edmonton?
Yeah, Edmonton's there.
They got Edmonton, they got London in there.
What?
Yeah.
Tottenham?
Liverpool.
They got Liverpool. Have you got West Green Road? You got Brixton?
Nah, I don't even know.
Well, you went to school in Canada, everything.
No.
So you came here before his
first birthday. Hey, focus.
Oh, wow, okay.
My Where bad. Did you grow up? Over here.
So when we moved to England, I grew up in Thamesmead.
Okay.
And then when I was like 7.
Where is that? Train line?
South. Southeast.
Like Woolwich.
Woolwich, yeah.
Thameside.
No, it's a train line.
Thameside.
You're proper from the other side of the city, innit?
Thameslink.
How do you not know where
Thameslink?
I just know it by a train, innit? Apologies, sorry. Is that bad?
Yes.
Kind of.
Thamesmead's a place, yeah?
Thameside.
Thameside. That sounds like a gel.
Yeah, it is.
See?
It's there. That.
It means you didn't really travel much in a car when you were younger. London Transport boy.
Nah, I did, man. My dad drove a Volvo. Shout out my dad, innit? Yeah, what are we doing
up
there?
Parts, so, big
what are we doing there? Greeting.
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Canada, do you feel any affiliation to it? Like,
yeah, I think when I was younger, more so. Now, it's more Nigeria, England. But like Canada, I still got family there, friends there. Obviously, I pay for Canada, so like I still got that little bit. But now, not so much, to be honest. Nigeria, England. Yeah. Keep it as that.
Nigeria.
Hey, what do we say, Lips? What do we say?
Say everything.
Everything, but destroy everything. And now we can lose in peace.
But yeah, nah, Nigeria, Jesus. Unfortunately.
Why, 1 second, why are you not happy that Nigeria didn't make it?
I'm from Ghana, innit?
Oh, he's got, I'm not happy. Simple. That commentary there when Bassey missed the penalty, that's gonna stay with me forever.
No, that's not even from that. It's from another. That's from a Ghanaian penalty. That's why it's so funny that they put the voiceover on that. But anyway, your parents have heavily influenced your football career.
Yeah, look, like you know, some parents now, yeah, they're like, oh, I want my son to be a footballer. This. My dad was like the other way. My dad was like, I don't really care if you play football or not, to be honest. So I think because of that, I didn't really have any pressure to like be like, I need to play football. And then like, so then when I was in the youth, I was just kicking ball, innit?
Cold.
I was just playing, and then every year, like, you know, they have like, oh, some people get released and that. I was never really like, oh, I need to make sure I stay here. I need to make sure I stay here. But then every year I kept on getting renewed. And then, yeah, man.
Is there any point when you're like going up through the ranks and stuff, like your dad's mentality switched? Like, okay, like time to lock in now.
Now, do you know what was? He was like, so up until I was probably like, 14, 15, like, you know, like African dads and that, they're like, yeah, they watch football, they think they know football. So he's like, oh, you need to do this. Look at this player. And I got to like 15, he's like, oh, just do what the coaches say. Whatever the coach tells you to do, yeah, just do that.
That's what your dad said?
Yeah, that was my dad's like, oh, I can't say nothing.
14?
Who was he trying to make you watch?
So back then I was like midfield / defence. So like I would play, he would be like, oh, watch SCN. But like, I'm like, I can't do what he does, innit? Yeah, like, that's not me. I'm like, I can't do that.
30-yard screaming.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah. He was like, oh, SCN. So like, we used to go watch Chelsea games, innit? So every time SCN's playing, he's like, just watch SCN. Like sometimes he'd be like, next 10 minutes, just watch him. I'm like, I'm trying to watch the game. But he's like, just watch him. So like, SCN was my dad's guy, but like, my dad's a bit more old school. So like, he'd be talking about like, George Weah and them, man.
Knew it.
So I was like, playing centre back, he's like, you need to be like George Weah. when
he's 14, you know. Hey, it's either that or you will end up in McDonald's. 14?
And man said no pressure, you know.
Ballon d'Or with George Weah, you know, I tell you. No. Hey.
Facts, Ballon d'Or, you know. Big time. George Weah.
Yeah, George Weah is my dad's guy still.
Big drip. Libya. President as well.
So who did you grow up supporting?
I was an Arsenal fan growing up, man. Like, Thierry Henry was my guy.
That was your guy, yeah.
Like, I supported Arsenal, but like, I supported Arsenal more so because of him.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when he left, I was like, oh, yeah, I might just continue. And back then I was in school. You so like, I got to come in and I have to like fight my corner. So I have to fight a corner, pick Arsenal. So Arsenal's my team.
To be fair, you're from Woolwich though. So really and truly, you are the real Arsenal fan.
Yeah, I was like Arsenal. Like, up, and then when I started playing for Chelsea, when it got to like, when I was like 13, and I started actually going to the games a bit more. I was like, okay, let me be a bit more neutral. Yeah, you get it. Be a bit more neutral with it. But now Arsenal was probably my team to about 13, and then now it's just football in general.
So wait, what was the Arsenal team that you left? Just so I know, because that breaks my heart that you left.
Who was in that team? It would have been like...
What year?
Shamak.
Damn.
It's easy to leave.
Fabregas was captain.
Oh, you had Fabregas team.
That's the last year that they lost to Spurs.
Yeah.
That's the last year they lost to Spurs.
No wonder you left. I should have joined.
That era, but after that.
All right, cool. So to get into some of your career, like, you captained Canada under 20s, led them to a 2-1 victory over England. Did you feel like a Judas?
So know? Like, it was funny because like in that team there was like, remember Charlie Colkit, Ola,
Chelsea,
Casey Palmer. Yeah. So like literally the week before that, we played, I can't remember who we played. We played the team, and then obviously we knew it was playing England, innit? So then I was like, oh, so like, what's going to happen? I was like, listen, you lot, I ain't going to talk. obviously I wasn't that confident. I thought, yeah, these men have got, who was his name? Brandon Barker. Do you remember Brandon Barker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like ball league now.
Is it?
Brandon Barker.
Not like that.
Sorry. Hey, Man City.
Yeah,
come on. I didn't mean it in a bad way.
He didn't say it in a bad way. He said, yeah, I know.
Come on, you lot, man. We're not doing that.
Come on, man. We're on this table here, man. Darkness.
But yeah, they had a good team. So then we were just kind of like, all right, we're not really expected to win.
Who's in your team? Anyone we know.
Did you play for Alphonso Davies?
Alphonso was there.
Was he playing left wing at that time or was he left back?
No, he was midfield, but he was at 15 at that point.
15? Well, when you say midfield, what? Where
like centre midfield.
Centre midfield?
He played centre midfield at EM, I think.
We say he's the truth.
Yeah.
How much older are you than him?
I remember I roomed with him that trip. And I think I must have been like 19.
Under 20, innit?
19.
Under 20, and he's 15.
And he was 15.
Playing the middle of the park. Middle of the park at 15.
Yeah. Now, when I found out he was 15, I was thinking, why did he put me with a 15-year-old? But like, then we started training and that. I was like,
serious baller.
I was like, okay, I see it now.
I said, hey.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I get
it. Have you seen the interview when he's talking about Rooney? Who's the black guy talking about Rudy?
Kevin Campbell.
You see when he's talking about Rooney when he was 14? Was it 14 or...
I've seen that.
Rooney, I don't know what he was doing there, but after his two goals, I understood what he was doing there. Different still.
Yeah, that was at Alphonso. I was like, okay.
Let me ask you. You see, when you was playing for Canada under 20s, like, even in that game, was you looking at certain centre backs in the white shirt just thinking, yeah, man, you're cooked when I get over there? Like,
no, do you know what we played, like, it was a year older. So, like, I was 97. And Ola's 96, like, so he was playing a year older already.
Okay.
So it wasn't even my age group. We had some 96s in our age group. Obviously, Alfonso's like, I don't even know, 2000 something. So like I said, we weren't expected to win. And we won 2-1. So I was like, okay. I remember because I was captain as well, we scored the second goal here. Yeah. I remember I was looking over at the bench and Case was on the bench. So I locked eyes with him. I was like, hey. And then obviously we won, coming back to Chelsea. And then like 3-4 weeks later, that's when the academy assistant manager coming to me, he's like, oh, like, no, England have been in touch and that, like, do you want to switch
dark,
over?
Dark.
They tried, that must be the dark first time it's ever happened, surely.
Yeah, it was because they told me, because apparently there was like, obviously like other team scouts there. Yeah. And apparently someone's like, oh, who's that? Who's the captain? But they didn't know I played for Chelsea. They just thought I was someone from Canada. So they didn't know. So they was asking, who's that? He's like, oh, he plays for Chelsea. They was like, okay.
Yeah, love.
Good luck.
Yeah, they was like, okay. That's kind of how it was. That's what they told me. So I was like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, like the next international break, England called me. I was like, ah,
I gotta go.
You dropped out Canada.
Darkness. If darkness is your ally.
Drop them out.
It was like,
dark.
No brainer.
Yeah, not even a no brainer, but I thought, if I say no now. Will
you can't like knock a man for having ambition, bro.
Will I be able to do it again?
I hear you.
But what, 3 weeks, bro?
Do you not get a year or something?
That's why you get out quick. If it was like 3 years.
Move, yeah, bro.
Might be too late.
No, like three weeks after they called me, but like the next international break, that was like March. The next international break was at the end of the season.
Oh.
So it wasn't like straight away, but like, and we played, can't remember, in Mexico. And it was like, so before that, I already know they're probably going to call me. So then when you call me.
So then you go to the England under 21, under 20 setup. That's 2017 FIFA under 20s World Cup and that. You beat Venezuela. Apparently that's England's first win in like a major global tournament since like 1966. Yeah. Do you feel like that was down to you?
Shout out Canada.
No, that was a good tournament. Like, cause we knew we had a good team, but it was kind of like, we didn't know. Cause at that point we only played like European teams. So we didn't even know like, how good Venezuela was or Argentina or anything like that. So I remember the first game we played Argentina.
Who was in the Argentinian team?
Lautaro.
My striker.
Do you remember Foyth that used to play for Tottenham?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right back now, isn't it?
He played...
Villarreal or something like that, he went after, innit?
I think there's one guy he plays for Leverkusen now.
Palacios.
Palacios, yeah. He played, I think.
He's not bad, yeah.
He played. But we won that game 3-0.
That Brewster, that team?
No.
What team's your? Who's your top?
So we had Solanke.
Oh, that team, yeah.
Who's also
Lookman?
The Avengers.
Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah.
Lookman, you know.
Lewis Cook.
Yeah.
Clarkswater.
Solanke was a maniac.
Dean Henderson.
Dean Hendo.
We had a good team. We had a good team.
That's a good team, you know. That's a decent team.
That's a
still.
Good, strong Europa getting Prem team there, you know.
Now, there's some players there, though. You know, usually sometimes you hear those teams and then loads of them players are in like Championship League. Them are all Prem.
Who was the best player in the team at the time, in your opinion?
I think Solanke won Player of the Tournament. So he was top. And then there was, obviously, Ademola was good. Calvert-Lewin was good in that tournament. Maitland-Niles.
Underrated, man. Where was he playing? Right back or centre midfield then?
No, he's midfield.
Did it feel different putting on the England shirt?
What, after Canada?
Mm.
Not really, you know, because like all my friends are there already. Like at that point, Tammy was in there. Like Dom was in there. Jake Clark sort of was in there. So like he was like...
He's at Chelsea again, isn't
it? Yeah, it was like all bear my boys are there already.
If he was in Canada for not even a year, yeah? Like Canada, Canadian FA or whatever it is, they would have had to do their research to like find out that you were eligible. So like, how did that go? Because I'm imagining you were probably good enough to play for England back then. Was it just a case where they contacted you first and you kind of said, all right?
Yeah, yeah. So like, when they started calling up people for England, when was that 16 or something? And I didn't get called up to Canada till I was like 18.
Okay.
So like, every time I was international break, like all their man are going off. And like, I'd just be there with like other people and that. And like, at this time, most people was going. And then I don't know how, but like they contacted the academy assistant manager, academy manager, and they told my dad. And I was like, like Canada wanna take him on. And my dad was like, do you wanna go? I was like, yeah, why not? He's like, nah. My dad's basically like, you're going.
Yeah, the question had the answer already.
Like, oh, I don't know, like whatever. But he was like, nah, you're going. Cause like, because he could see, like, when their man go off, yeah, like, he could see, like, I'm feeling a bit like, down, oh, yeah. So he's thinking, oh, nah, you're going to go. So then, like, I think he was, like, the head of the Canada FA or something like that, or assistant or something. He got in contact with Chelsea and then, I just went.
Can I ask a question then? So say it was Nigeria, not Canada.
I would have gone.
Do you go to, huh?
I would have gone.
But I'm saying, say you was in Nigeria, you would never have gone, you still would have gone to England or... So you played for Nigeria at the time,
yeah.
And then England have called you. Same situation, but it's Nigeria.
If, hypothetically speaking, if it was possible,
would I have changed to Nigeria?
Yeah,
from England.
Mm.
You might be World
Cup.
You're good.
You're good.
Would I have done it?
Loon, stop trying to interfere.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. You know, because like at that time. Like when I could have changed, I was playing for Chelsea.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I can play for England.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not to say like, oh, if I go Nigeria, it's like, whatever. But it's just like, in my head, I was thinking, oh, I could probably make it. Like, I could probably be in that squad. Do you know what I'm saying?
I saw them stuck in the airport though. You dodged the bullet.
Do you see the bullet?
But the Nigerians, like,
we have
like,
to
even
talk
now,
about
all my boys, like Ola's there, Ademola's there, yeah, Alex is there,
it's
Calvin's
vibe.
There.
It's so vibe, like, but I did vibe, see Ola's post. I see his post and he just looked at his hotel window. He just like was trying to demand him. He just looked at his hotel window and it was just a wall.
Bro, a Wobi snap of Morocco looked dark. Two star.
I can't rub
it. Them man do it. So like, it's not like I can't do it. Mm. But no, they never actually called me. So like I never had the choice to make.
They never called? Oh, serious?
No, they never like officially called me. People be like, oh, would you play? I'm like, well, if they call me, then I have a decision. But
they saw you as already with England and they kind of just thought, forget about it. Maybe, by that point, maybe. You're playing for Chelsea, like top European clubs want you.
They probably thought that. Maybe,
but
I don't know.
What if Canada tried to give you a full cap early doors? Would you have done it?
I think if I stayed after we beat England, I think they probably would have done that. I think. They didn't say that, but I think they would have just been like,
Did the Canada teammates shout you up after? Because you see the next international break, you're now with England. Did they shout you up like, yo, what's happening?
No, so what happened was, I remember even when we got to the World Cup, the under-20 World Cup, that was like a year after.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy who actually called me the first time from Canada, he was like doing something with FIFA. So he was there and he seen me.
Mm-hmm.
And like by then we only spoken through email and that, and he seen me and he was like, I'm like happy for you, like, da-na-na-na-na. But I could see in his face, he was like, oh.
Pain.
But I wish you would have stayed with us, man. And like,
that's pain.
And at that point, and it's even funny, not funny, but it's like, at that point, Canada never qualified for World Cup or nothing. Now they went to the last one, and now they're hosting this one. Now it's two in a row. Obviously, I'm happy for them lot, but it's like, before then, they hadn't. Yeah. Now they've got two in a row. So like everything's going well for them lot, and obviously, I'm happy for them.
Big up Canada.
But I never had to make the decision with Nigeria, so.
Nigeria would have been lit, though. If, when you think about the relationship you have with them right now, imagine you, Ola, Calvin Bassey, Awobi.
Yeah, man, there's too many.
They would have been going to the World Cup. They would have been going to the World Cup.
Are we saying, Tomori would have saved?
Tomori would have saved Nigeria.
Are you missing that pen?
The Bassey's pen.
What do you like on pens?
I've never taken a pen in a game.
Nigeria still getting knocked out.
I would have took one.
What, would you put yourself forward for like the first five?
Yeah.
Mentality.
I'd have just took one.
Yeah, but if Calvin had that mentality and you saw what happened, innit? Skyped it.
I ain't seen the penalties though. I ain't seen the penalties, so I don't know how. I ain't seen it.
You seen it?
I still don't. I ain't seen it.
You ain't seen it?
I didn't see it. I just saw the scores 1-1 and I saw pens. When I saw pens, I thought, oh yeah, they're going
to
make it.
I mean, I know they're professionals, but it happens to the best of us, man. There's footage of me out there, like, just leaning back too much in the sky. It happens.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, sorry. Anyway, so.
it's the worst piece of technique I've seen, though. You might have the worst technique on Filthy.
Shooting, probably. I can't shoot like that, but we play football. We play football. I'm officially a centre-back. Me, Tomori, it's different. Anyway, you're working your way through the ranks.
It's darkness.
Yeah. You're working your way through the ranks for England. We'll just even, when you get the call up to the first team and stuff like that.
Chelsea first team.
England.
Oh, England.
Like your first cap and all these kind of things. How you feeling? What's that like for you?
So I remember it was me, we played Lille, Champions League. And we just won, everyone's buzzing. And then like, manager at the time, Lampard, he comes to me, he goes, I got a call, like you and Tam are going to be in the squad next time. In like the next England squad, I was like, I couldn't really like believe. I was like, yeah, huh? The first team. So I remember the first thing I did, call my dad, and then like I just texted him because my dad's not really like a FaceTime or nothing. So I texted him. Yeah, he called me immediately. He's like, what, seriously? I was like, yeah. Like Lampard just told me, and then like I think like 2 days after, squad came out, I was in, and then like yeah, that was a mad team.
What's crazy about that whole England experience, yeah? Chelsea don't get to sign no players, are forced to play the younger players. The younger players smash it from Tammy, yourself, Reece James, all the younger players smash it and then become at the forefront of Chelsea's plans. Did you always know that was going to be the case? Did you not have like a little bit of an inkling that they were going to get the chance to ban? So you lot were going to have more opportunities? And if so, if you did get that information, how did that make you focus differently to how you usually focus for a season?
Well, I had no idea about the chance. So the year before, I was at Derby.
Yes.
With Lampard. So then like, in my head, I was thinking, all right, I done well at Derby. Next season, maybe a little Prem loan. Test myself there. And then after that, see what happens. So I was like, in my head thinking, I'm just going to go on it. But no one said nothing to me. Like Lampard didn't say nothing. No one on the board said nothing to me. So I'm just like, pre-season, I'm just there. Just training, whatever, thinking that was going to come.
Yeah.
Now the window was closing. And like, even my dad was like, oh, like what's happening? Like, are you staying or what? I was like, no one said nothing to me. So I went to Gaffer's office and he was like, nah, like, I want you to stay. So in my head, I'm thinking, so who was there? It was Rudiger, Zuma, Christensen, centre backs.
Yeah.
So I figured, okay, I'll just be number four, whatever, like good experience. I was 21, something like that. So I'm thinking, all right, cool. Like, I'll just be fourth one, no worries. I think like third game in, starting.
That's mad.
Is that when you scored that screamer?
Nah, that was like three games after. So I was just starting. I was like, oh. Right then. He's just like, in my head, I was just thinking, all right, there's Tony, all these players, and now I'm just playing this one. Maybe just like, okay, you've been training well. So like, is your game, and then like, see how it goes. But then I just kept on playing.
Who's your partner, Rudiger?
Not Zuma.
Damn,
Rudy. No, Tony was injured. Tony got injured. Well, he got injured at some point. So then like, I was just playing. And then obviously that's when the England call came. And then, that's just how it happened. But we didn't know about the transfer thing or nothing.
Nothing like that. So I imagine you had a fantastic relationship with Frank Lampard then.
Yeah. Derby, it was good. Like I played like 55 games or something that season.
Jesus.
44.
You're amazing.
Was it 44?
So,
oh, 44, maybe 44 in the champ.
Oh, okay,
but then like we had obviously FA Cup, Carabao Cup, but like we played so many games that we got to the playoff final. So like that's that
a good team.
We had a
that's a good team.
It was a good
Mark's
team.
There, Mark supported them heavy still.
I was rocking with Derby still.
That Mason Mount as well, innit?
Harry Wilson was there.
Harry Wilson was there as well.
Obviously, being at Chelsea, you're gonna be around top players like your whole life, innit? With first team training and all these kind of things. So, but is it different walking into the England setup with everybody that's seen as best in class? Like, does it feel different when you do that?
Yeah, it felt different. It felt.
So I don't mean to interrupt. Are we right in saying this is the first international, first England international table? Can we say that? Can we say that? Because it's very important. Because I think I resonate. I'm resonating a lot. Get out of it. I'm resonating a lot with this England thing. Bro, so it's actually hitting me. Sorry. So
any
I just wanted sport to.
That's barefoot. That ain't fighting. That's not official.
Hey, wait, tomorrow.
Yeah, why aren't you tomorrow, got shoes on?
Tomorrow, have you trained on beach before?
Nah.
Exactly, because he's a footballer.
Okay, cool. Get back
why
in the car.
Why are you chaining on the beach?
Get back in the car. What's it like when you go to the England squad and you see the England set up and the players and stuff like that? Like I'm saying.
Yeah, it was mad. It was mad. Like
what, daunting?
No, not daunting. Because I just kind of thought like, well, it's called me for a reason. So like, just got to play football basically. But yeah, it was mad because like a year before that, I was watching Prem football like everyone else. Seeing his like is it Stones, Maguire, Harry Kane. I'm watching them on TV. And now like...
They're in your squad. Who's the squad? Who is that squad that time? And who was the player that surprised you that you thought, I can't believe you're that good. I didn't think you were going to be that good.
Who was in that squad? That was like 2022 or something like that. But there would have been Trippier, Walker, Rashford, Sancho, Harry Kane, Harry Winks, I remember was there.
Proper squad.
Chile, Luke Shaw, Saka.
It's proper things.
Yeah.
What was the player that surprised you, if any?
There's
always one surprise.
Probably Harry Kane, you know.
Serious?
Not like, not surprised me, but like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, it confirmed. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you knew he was good. What was it about? What was it about what he done that surprised you?
He's never lost the ball.
Serious.
Never lost the ball. Like, passing was a joke. His finishing was like,
top tier.
Like, do you know when you say like, when the like commentators be like, oh, don't give him half a yard. Don't give him half a yard because he will score like 100%.
He's good, innit?
He's
a robot.
I've never seen nothing like it. It was
serious.
Nah, it was mad. Mad. Like left foot, right foot, header, corners every time.
So you're in the England setup. You get a few caps. Yeah. Obviously, we bring up some past frustrations. You ain't been called up since like what, 2023 or something like that. And I feel like at the time you were saying like, you feel like you need to do more to break back into the squad. You have to say, so like, as a professional, like what, obviously you got the mindset, but what's it like? What's the standards that you set for yourself? Like, what do you feel like you need to do to get back into the squad?
Do you know what, it's difficult because the Prem's so different to like every other league. So like, I feel like unless you actually like live in or you see every game in like Italy, for example, or Germany or whatever league it is, that then you can understand, okay, this is what it is. Like in Italy, it's like the game's so much more different to like Prem. Like in Italy, you've got to think so much. Like you've got to think, he's here, so I've got to be here. But then if he's here, I've got to be here. So like it's, I was thinking more like, I've got to make sure I really apply myself and like get to the point in Italy where like I don't have to think. And if I think, if I get to that stage, then that means I've hit a level where like, I should be there. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, obviously football's not like maths. It's not like that easy where I can just be like, okay, now I'm just going to turn it on. And then like, do you know what I mean? But no, it's just, it's at the end of the day, it's just football. So like, and again, England's got like some of the best players in the world. So like, it's hard enough to get in there anyway, but I know I'm close. So like, I just
got, I'm saying, you got ambitions to make the World Cup squad.
Yeah, of course.
26.
Of course.
And obviously I feel like you're a top team. You do well at AC Milan. You got a better chance than anybody to get in there.
Yeah, of course.
Have you spoke to Tommy Tuchel?
Yeah, I spoke to him in March. And in the summer. And he was like, yeah, like you're close. Just keep going. Because I think he came to a derby one time when we drew 1-1.
Okay.
I think it was a derby. And he was like, yeah, like you're close. You're there.
I don't want to affect Tuchel's like decision and that, but there's certain man in there is finishing like 15th.
Trust me,
I'm
what
just saying,
hell,
innit,
man?
Like, AC Milan is big boy levels. Like, I'm just
what the hell?
That's all I'm trying to say. What do you mean? Don't what the hell you mean, bro? I'm
sorry,
just here.
A serious question though. Do you think there's
what?
Yeah. Shout out Zoo. Do you think there's an element of out of mind, out of sight, if they
whether you get
I got selected when I was playing Italy as well. So I know like they're watching. And Ruben just got selected like what? The last camp and the camp before that. So like it's not like, and even Rashford's getting selected, Konsa's getting selected, Konsa, like Jerome Konsa from
Leverkusen.
So, like, you know it's not outside, out of mind, but obviously England national team coach is going to be watching games in England more time. So like it's easy for him to see. So and that's understandable, but it's not like I'm thinking, oh well, because I'm here, he's never going to see me. Just got to keep going, man.
Going back to the England move, you know, I just realised maybe playing abroad for you wasn't like playing abroad for other players then, because you was in Canada anyway and you wasn't born here. So I was going to ask you about the, because obviously Menace's point about outside, out of mind makes sense, but then in the same breath, so many England players are not playing in England right now. So I always wonder how difficult it is for a player that says he's from South London, lived in South London his whole life, and now he's going to Germany. But for somebody that's used to travelling, used to moving abroad, when you had to make that move abroad, and we'll come back to the Chelsea years in a bit, but just when you did make that move, how difficult was it for you to make that move? Or was it kind of like, well, yo, I've been moving anyway?
Do you know what? I always knew I was going to play abroad.
Serious?
I always felt it. I was like, I'm going to play abroad someday. I just know I'm going to do it. I just didn't know where. So then like, when Milan came, I was like,
that's Milan.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I was like, that's the one. So then, but when I moved there, it was like the end of COVID. So like, it wasn't like I'm suddenly in a new city and I'm just like, oh, what's going on? Like, I was in my hotel most of the time. So I couldn't really like, or even if I went out, like there's not many people outside because Italy's like COVID and it was like, it was a mad thing. But yeah, like when I got there, it was pretty easy.
Also, as a centre back, was you aware of the reputation that Italian football have for, like, defensively defenders? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, cool, I'm going away from the league, but this is going to put me in good stead. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, now I'm not, I don't want to like name drop, but like when like Maldini calls me, I'm like, oh, all right, cool.
So brief.
No, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear that. Live your truth, bro.
I don't think no Prem player is getting a call from a level
different drip.
Yeah, of drip, that so. Of that elf.
What you think Bobby Charles never called Rooney?
No, I'm talking, bro.
Relax, bro.
We're
just relax.
Talking defenders, bro. You're talking Bobby Charlton.
This guy's a madman, bro. Anyway, to take it back again, you are part of that crazy Chelsea youth team. You won back-to-back FA Youth Cups and UEFA Youth Leagues. Everybody speaks about this team. What was it like being a part of it? Just experiencing that. You felt like a bad boy, innit, really?
let's be honest.
No, yeah. Like, if you ask any of them, yeah. Like, and I wasn't even like one like scoring the goals and busting the skills and all that stuff. Like, I was leaving it to them, man. Like, for us, it was just like, defend, give it to them.
Who was them though? Who was in that team?
So we had Solanke, Tammy, Musonda.
Charlie!
Brother, talk to us about Musonda. How good was that player? What could that player
this become? This could be Musonda Menace that it was.
Oh, fuck.
Never makes sense though, this. You're filthy.
You gotta take a touch.
Now, Musonda was
high tech in it.
High.
Yeah, he, because even before he came, there was that Boga, there was Boga as well. So like in my head, I'm like, Jeremy's the best thing I've ever seen. Musonda comes. And like they're different, but like Musonda, he could like, no matter how big you was, how fast you were, you could not tackle him.
Serious?
You couldn't tackle him. Like it was nuts. So like imagine like I'm a defender, like I've got a striker pressing me. Okay, Musa, there you go. Give it to him. You just relieve all the pressure. Like it was, that team was mad. Charlie Colkit, Casey Palmer.
Casey,
he was Jamaica. Super cold when he was young. That
was Colkit captain?
No, that the first year, Izzy Brown was captain.
Izzy Brown.
And then Colkit was captain the year after. So like that, but that back then football was like, he was easy, man. I can't even lie. Like,
serious?
Yeah, like it was just, because he knew most games were going to win. So like training before that, it was just vibes because everyone's just good anyway. And then come to the game, just
ain't Reece James in these teams? Or you
nah, he was younger. He was younger. Reece James was like two years younger than me, 3 years younger than me. So his team was, but our team was like
machines.
It was dark. Fake.
Okay, cool. So then fake. You go on to like break into the first team that 1920 season with Frank Lampard and that. 2021, you're on loan. Chelsea win the league. What's it like?
Chelsea win the Champions League.
Champions League. You know what I mean? But I'm saying,
no, we don't.
Two different things. Yeah, you gotta be specific.
Chelsea win the Champions League. When you're on loan, do you feel any type of connection to that? If that makes sense, that the Champions League.
as in like feel like I want it, or like feel like.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like,
I didn't feel like I want it, but like I said, Mason was there, Tammy was there, Reese was there, Callum was there. So like, I was there what, 6 months ago. So like, all my guys that are there, they just won the Champions League. So in my head, I'm thinking, rah, like, the man didn't won the Champions League. Like, that's ridiculous. Mad. And I wasn't feeling the type of way like, oh, if I just did 6 more months, I would have been there. I was like, rah, the man didn't won the Champions League. Like, Pinnacle. That's mad. Mm. And it was weird as well because I thought like, oh. I ain't that far away from doing it then. Like, it's not like it's like this unreachable thing that can't happen. Do you know what I'm saying? So like when they won it, I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah, I can see that. Champions League. Definitely inspire you, innit?
Yeah, 100%. Like I'm thinking, right, like them man actually done it. Like they played like, and they won the Champions League. Nah, that was nuts. That was nuts.
It was nice to do it when I saw, is it Cobham? Is that the name of the place at Chelsea?
Yeah. You pretend like you don't know what Cobham is.
So you know what it is? When you're an Arsenal fan, you're so involved in what you've got and the talent that you've got. Sometimes you forget about the Chelsea boys. No, but Cobham, for example, so much talent. And there's that picture of Mason Mount. I think it's Reece James and Hudson-Odoi, where they've all won the Champions League. The Chelsea youth of that era are so, so well spoken of. Like, they're so highly thought of. And one player in particular that I don't believe has reached the heights that I thought he would have reached, got a massive bid from Bayern Munich early on, was Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Mm.
When you have a team that has high-profile players before a ball's even really been kicked, how does that affect the morale, and how does that affect the individuals within the changing room? Because I know if it was a team from like Tottenham, for example, and we made it, and then next you know we're here in Man United, want to sign someone.
Yeah.
I used to see the attitude. We had a guy called Ricky Sapperton. Mm. Ricky Sapperton was a Jamaican youth from our area, and Man United bidded 1 point something for him. And we were like, huh? Man United are bidding for a brother from the ends. Ricky, I don't mean to. His whole attitude changed. He bought a UK shop, started selling patties. He thought he was gone.
You're gone. You're
he
gone.
Thought he was patties. Gone. And it's like...
Juicy patties. So.
What type of... Was there any types of attitudes like that from any of the players? Did they feel like all of a sudden, yo, I'm gone or...
Nah, do you know what? Yeah, like one thing back then, like there's a coach now. I think he's a Middlesbrough head coach now. Eddie Vivash. Like he was like proper, like no messing about. So like even like... So we were also, obviously everyone was talented, but like, cause of him, like if you missed a pass or like in a passing drill, if you missed a pass or like the training was just weren't at the level, yeah, he will just go mad. So like at that point, everyone's already like, you know what I'm saying? So like, if someone got a bid like that, that like you'd be big time. Yeah, AD's going to deal with you. We don't have to say nothing. Or like, you even if you try, you know, like, oh, can't really do that. Even at the same breath, it's like, let's say for example, I spoke at Musonda. He gets a big bid. What's he being big time for? Because like, Boga can get the same bid.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Like
that's
that.
The thing. There's just a lot of talent in
there's
there.
There's just so
it?
Much. It's like there's no point in you like trying to do that because like everyone's good anyway.
Was that difficult though? Because you had like 51 players in your squad. Mm-mm. So like, yeah, 20 people on load. Like at one point, if I played FIFA, do you know how much people I had to clear out of the team before I could start it? Wasn't that difficult as well? Like for some of the team, how did they respond to having such a big squad? There's that famous picture I think you don't remember of the gym at Chelsea at one point.
Certain man gone. Couldn't even.
Yeah. How was that at Chelsea? Because that's almost like a very different circumstance for a lot of teams.
Mm.
What was it like that? What was that like at Chelsea with such a big squad?
Do you know what it was like? I think most of the people there like they knew like I'm gonna go on loan. So like most people are like, oh, I'm just kind of waiting for my agents to get back to me and then 2 weeks, I'm off. So like it starts, I mean, the first day of pre-season is nuts. It's like 50 players. The first day is nuts. But then like it gets like 2 weeks or like the tour's coming around and then like some people get to go to first team. Some people are just staying. Some people have already gone. So then like by the end of it, it's probably like a squad like 23 or something like that. But I think the only thing is just like, cause you're in that loan bit, in that loan space, you're just thinking of your next move. So you're not even like thinking like, oh, I'm in a loan squad. You're thinking I'm trying to prepare myself because I'm trying to go here. Yeah. Obviously you want to do as well for yourself as you can, but you're not thinking like, oh, I'm trying to get in the first team. Like you're thinking like, I'm trying to put myself in the best position so that when I do go on loan.
And obviously you're at Chelsea, you're used to the loan culture. I know you've done like Derby, was it Hull?
Derby, Hull,
Brighton. All right, cool. But then AC Milan now.
Mm.
Different levels. And obviously, even in that loan deal, I know there's an option to buy in there and all that. Mm. Yeah. So when you go, is that even a thought in your head about like staying? Is this just a loan for you or is this like crossroads?
Do you know what? I got there and I thought like, Well, I played, but in the whole year 2020, I think I played like 5 games, something like that. So I thought, okay, nah, I just need to get back playing. Once I get back playing, yeah, I'll be sorted. So then, like, I started playing, and then like Italians, they're so like when you're doing good, yeah, they treat you like you're the best thing they've ever seen. Like, it's like you feel like you are the king of the world. So like I get there and like, oh, I think it's all good, So I'm thinking, right, like, I'm feeling good about myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good, I'm thinking, oh, this is good. At this point, no one's asking me, oh, like, so you're gonna stay or whatever? So I never really had to think about it. I was just thinking, whatever happens, happens. Like, I'm just focused on it now. And then got to like March. At March, April time. And then like Maldini and another guy he was with called Masara, he comes to me, he's like, oh, you wanna stay? I was like,
well, Maldini asked you if you want to stay.
Yeah, he was like, do you want to stay?
Jesus.
And I was like, yeah. I just kind of say, yeah. And he's like, you just not, you like, okay. And then like 10 minutes after, my agent was like, oh, so you're really liking it, yeah? Like, I was like, yeah, it's going good. He's like, oh, because they just told me like, they're going to like trigger the option. Like, is it already? He's like, yeah, like, if you want to do it, it's done.
What?
And then that was it.
So 3 months after.
That was basically it.
This is Maldini, you know? Costa Curta and them, man.
Brother.
Costa Curta, Brazy and them, man.
How's about this one for a stat? You became the first Englishman to score for AC Milan since David Beckham in 2009. And that goal was against Juve in the club's first win against them since March 2011, rude boy. Away win, sorry. March 2000, like,
that was important. After that, the fans must have definitely loved you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because that game, because Ronaldo's playing for Juve at this point. So I'm thinking before the game, I'm thinking, raw.
In your pocket, I'm sorry.
I'm thinking, raw. I'm trying to get Ronaldo. I'm thinking, today, he cannot score. Even I'm just thinking, I have to just do whatever I can.
You know what? I respect that confidence that you would even go into that situation thinking that.
No, but you know,
that's insane to me.
No, but two-faced, it's easy like that because he scored like almost 1,000 goals. So I'm thinking, if he scores, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm thinking, nah, this is a today, I'm going to try and, do you know what I'm saying?
Was it, obviously this is latter Ronaldo. Was it still crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was going
What was crazy about, like, what, because I think some people play down how good this guy actually is, fam, because of, he's up against Messi, who I think is superior. Yeah. But
and they don't like his personality a lot. Like, it's not footballing reasons why people.
It's just everything else, isn't
it? Saying?
But Cristiano Ronaldo is top tier. We might not even see anything like that type of talent ever again. What? How difficult was it to play against, and what were the difficulties? What made it so difficult?
Do you know, it's like, I mean, first of all, like, when we was in a tunnel, like, it's funny because, like, you know he's there, but you don't want to be like,
yeah.
But you're just like, you know he's there, so you're like, all right, let's just focus on the game. But, like, even every time he's around, yeah, like, ball goes wide, you know he's coming in the box.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be like, oh, immediately going to him, but, like, you have to mark him. So, like, I was just thinking, yeah, I just got to make sure he don't get the ball first. That's all. If he's touchable first, then I'm at his mercy. Do you know what I'm saying? But in Italy, again, it's different because, like, it's less 1v1s and more like we're defending.
As a unit.
So, like, it'll be like two centre backs against him. And then if the ball goes here, then this back. So it's a bit more like moving as a team. But no, I remember that game. I was like, I have to just do whatever I can. Unless it's like a free kick or penalty or whatever. But, like, if he gets the ball, I have to be near him so that he can't score. That was basically what I was thinking.
Break his leg. So obviously, So obviously, you said like moving to Milan is probably like the best thing you ever done.
Yeah.
And I see you highlighting, talking about you learning Italian. Mm. I heard you're fluent. Working with Zlatan. I know I said it wrong, don't worry.
Zlatan.
That's Zatlan. What I call him.
Matalan.
Ibrahimovic.
I thought Matalan as well.
Ibrahimovic. Apparently, it was a transformative experience. Obviously, we know he's a larger than life character. You got like first hand like experience. Like, what's it like? Well, what did you even learn from him, or just whatever?
He's like, he's the most competitive person I've ever come across in my life.
Serious?
Like, everything. Like, even in training, like, sometimes like the youth team would come train with us. And like, if they didn't give him the ball like exactly on his feet, he'd just be going at them. going at them in the 5v5. If this team don't win, it's like, we're either playing, we keep on playing until we like until they win, or like he's going inside and he's so mad, like he won't talk to no one. Like he'll just go, he's smashing his boots everywhere.
Like, sorry, what do you mean keep playing to you? So he's saying it's first to five, you get to five, no, 10.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like he's like, or be like, oh, that goal that he scored, the ball's out there. So like, do you know what I'm saying? He's one of them, man. He's one of them. He's like, oh, the ball's out there. So like, don't count. Don't count. Keep on playing.
So wait, is he the coach or something? What do you mean? How's he telling him, bro, I'm done,
like,
bro?
Listen, him, he's like, I've never come across anyone like him, but he's just so locked in, so wired, like, He don't care. Like if that 5v5, yeah, if he has to play for 1 hour, he'll play for 1 hour until his team wins.
Is that mentality like contagious?
Yeah, because you don't wanna be the one who don't give him the ball and he starts going at you. So you just make sure you give him the ball as he likes it. At least then you can say, listen.
Do you know what? I watched the game AC Milan played during COVID. Who was the winger that weren't passing to him and he was the boy that plays at Inter Milan now, Hakan
Çalhanoğlu.
He was going sick at him for not passing the ball. Like, sick at him. How good is that mentality? How does that help you win the league?
Because you just don't let you stop. He just don't let you, like, take it easy. He doesn't let you just be like, oh, okay, it's just whatever. Like, even the last game of the season when we played against, when we won, like, it was 3-0 up at halftime. And he come in and he was like, bro, what, you don't think we won already or what? Like, you think it's done or, like, we have to keep playing. Like, the game's not done. So, like, that was basically what it was about. And then, yeah, he's just, even now in his role, like, now he's, like, upstairs and that, he's still, like...
Still competing. Bro, I see him on YouTube doing up Bitcoin and that. He's still trying to... That advert hits my phone every 12 seconds. Hey, he is still there, bro.
What about ability-wise? Where's he ranked as compared to players you played with?
Top.
I think he's insane.
Three. Because the thing is, when I got there, he was like 39 or something. So I was thinking, and even back then, like when he was 39, when I first got there, he was still mad. Like he's shooting, strong, hold up, link and play, everything. It was mad. So I'm thinking, rah, like imagine when he was like 25, 26. How mad.
He was flapping and that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, his flexibility, like the ball be there.
Foot.
Christ. And his foot just goes boom.
Like a that touch. Have you seen that touch before?
I saw that the other day still.
Don't worry about it. What about the finishing though? What about the finishing?
No, the finishing was good, but that touch, yeah.
Don't worry about that. That's, I'm trying to be Zlatan.
But I can't call him that. Stop calling him that.
Zlatan, man.
Before we get on to like what it was like, you know, playing for Milan, top three players at Chelsea that you played with, and then I want to know the top three players that you played with at Milan. Because we're speaking about Zlatan, and I'm thinking to myself, to play with Zlatan, that's a mad privilege. Mad privilege.
Find that up.
I think.
Yeah, sorry.
The best perfect at Chelsea. Kante.
Why Kante?
Technically underrated.
Yeah, he could do everything.
Serious?
He could do everything. Running, shooting, tackling, passing, everything.
Running,
dribbling.
Again.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Nah, bro, that's an art, bro. Having third full lung, bro. You get me?
But he's nasty, you know? Like, he seems like a nice guy. He's like, he'll kick you, like,
oh, hard. Nasty on the yeah, pitch. Yeah. Leave a mark.
He drove a Mini Cooper. He seemed like a nice guy. And you know what I'm saying?
He's when
like
he said nasty, I'm thinking he's crashing the Mini into someone. Why did he do that?
No. I thought Bill Wanker signed
that. You see the story about him going to a random person's house and eating a food and...
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. But like when he's like playing football, I mean, like... Yeah,
competitive. Isn't
yeah.
Has he ever pissed off? Have you ever seen him pissed off?
Nah, never. Never.
All right, Kante.
Hero.
Kovacic.
Whoa! What about Modric? Kovacic?
Baby Modric, innit? Baby yeah. Modric, innit?
Kovacic is like he was just mad, like dribbling, passing. Like, he was mad.
People play him down, you know, like Real Madrid, Chelsea,
in
City,
serious CV.
He's had a serious. His CV's crazy.
Come from Madrid, bro. It can't be underestimated. Still,
I don't want to say Hazard because I didn't really play with him like that. I trained with him a couple times, but and then I'll say. Three best players. The third one, I'll probably say William.
Willian, yeah.
No way.
Well, you don't, I hear you can't that, see that.
He was a top, baller. Top baller.
You can
top
see baller. That, man.
Actually, it's between Willian and Pedro.
Ooh, Pedro was a baller.
But I think probably Willian, I'd say.
And then to AC Milan.
Modric, man.
Oh, he's there now,
he's
of
there
course.
Now, we need to see what's going on now.
Of course.
Ajad cut, man. Long story short. I don't want to bait out a man. I've already
baited. Yeah, he went right in Modric.
He's an Italian, Lebanese, Italian. He supports AC Milan and he loves Modric and yeah.
No, Modric is like, do you know what he's like? When he come up, like no one knew what to expect. He's thinking, oh, like, he's 40 now, like, where's he at? And he's like, I remember the first position we done, yeah. Like, even like, so after, everyone got in the change room and everyone just kind of sitting around, yeah. And then like, someone just goes, did he lose the ball today? Like, everyone was like, I was thinking the same thing just now. Like, he didn't lose the ball, like, ever. Like, for him, it's like, I'm like, okay, that's Ballon d'Or level. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, that's why I won Ballon d'Or. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, when you say he didn't lose the ball, though, are we talking just 5 yards or like all types of...
Someone presses him. Like, he does his thing, like, just like little movements. Like, we just move his leg like that. We just move his leg like that. And then the guy will go, he goes the other way. Like, he just, like, he just knows where to be. Like, yeah, like, he's mad. Zlatan, second one. And then I would say...
This is hard. This is AC Milan, bro. Players.
I've got someone. I'm
I've got someone as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got someone as well, still.
Lucky you didn't play with
you
them.
You lot never played for AC.
Reinders.
Whoa!
I'll say Tijani.
See, I was expecting to hear Rafael Leao and...
Yeah. I mean...
I was thinking Teo still.
Do you know what? Yeah, Rafa is...
A rapper?
No. Rafa could be... he could win Ballon d'Or.
What?
He could win Ballon d'Or.
Bro, I think... Bro, ability-wise, he's crazy, bro. He's just...
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper and footballer and Twitch streamer.
I'm not trying to cuss him. I think if he was just a footballer, bro, he could be a
Lippy's on him. Lippy's
on him. I rate him so highly ability-wise, bro. I think ability-wise better than Vinicius. Mm. He's better than who else plays on the left? That's good.
Martinelli,
definitely. But it's
Luis Diaz?
Yeah, bro. No. I think ability whack, broski. What's that? There's a goal he scored. There's a thing he does, yeah? We'll get into the position. He acts like he's going to cut him with his right foot. He'll drag it to his left foot and just wrap it.
And then smile.
And smile.
Even a Ghana boy.
He's surprisingly tall, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he's like 6'2".
He's got a 9 profile, bro.
He's tall, he's fast, he's strong. He can dribble.
He's got a profile.
He's got everything. He's sick.
Who did you say? Before him, Reinders,
yeah.
Would you say he's a goal scoring midfielder?
Do you know he's
there's
more like
too much of a pause. It means no.
No,
Steve,
not,
oh,
not,
did you hear that?
No, he is. He is. But I feel like, I mean, City, they got Haaland, so like he don't need to like chip in that much for goals. You know what I'm saying? But like, even when I watch City, he's always in a position to score. Maybe the ball don't arrive. But like, even last season when he was at Milan, he was banging for fun. But he's like, in terms that. Of like tight spaces, like little 1-2s, like he's
tidy, isn't
it? Yeah, he's tidy. But then there's Teo as well. Like Teo and Rafa, like when they used to like turn on, yeah. Oh,
crazy. Man. Left side.
Teo Hernandez, there's one goal he scored. He ran from the car park.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah. Onto the pitch.
Did he get fast?
Mad.
Yeah. Like Teo's one of the men, like he's not like, if you ask him to sprint, like just without the ball, maybe he won't look fast, but like he gets the ball and he gets faster. Mm. He's one of them, man.
Like Van der Ven's like that.
Yeah,
well.
Do you know, like one of
Menace
them, man.
Menace is like that as well. I've seen Menace win a couple of races recently.
So obviously, like I'm hearing you talking about some of these players. I see you talk about some of these players, just put a smile on your face and that. Obviously, you're getting calls from Maldini. And let's have it right. This is AC Milan. This is like football heritage.
Heritage.
Like, this is like facts. The red and black stripes.
Baggio.
This is different
My
levels.
Chenna.
What's it, what, like, what, is it, what's it, what does it mean to you? Like, what's it actually like playing for Milan? I know you're saying that like, they treat like kings and stuff like that, but how could you describe it? Like, what's it like playing for Milan?
Do you know what? There's just mad expectation. The fans, they've seen Maldini. They've seen Nesta. They've seen Stam. They've seen Kaká. They've seen all these players, yeah. Like, I'm talking about even like my position. They've seen all these defenders, yeah. Like, that's their standard. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you've got to reach that standard. Even if, like, say if them are 100, if you're 97, they're like, ugh, well, you ain't. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So there's that expectation where, like, every game you've got to be like.
But what do they do, though? Because, like, in England, when you play bad, it's dark over here. Like, what's it like in Italy now? Because
no, it's the same, man.
Huh?
It's the same.
But the media just as horrible.
Yes.
Does it get proper dark? In France, it gets dark. If you start playing bad for Marseille, it could be the last time you stay over there.
It's but they rate you over there, though, innit?
No, it's good. Like, they rate you. Good few years, innit? But
yeah.
Nah, if it goes bad, yeah.
What's happened to you in your when you've had a bit of an uncertain spell? What's the worst thing that's happened?
I remember one time. So like, because like in Milan, I don't really go out that much anyway. But I remember one time I was with my mum. It was like an outside cafe kind of thing. So like, I'm sitting outside with her, and like some guy walks past with like his dog and his missus. I think his missus someone. He goes, "Oh, Fick." I'm like, "Oh, what's going on?" And like they say this thing is like "Mira Comando," which means like it's like this kind of thing. Oh. Like that's what it means.
Oh, what are you doing, basically? Oh,
no. Yeah, like kind of like
is that what he done?
Concentrate.
He just said it. He just said it. Like it wasn't just me. It was the whole team. Like was going through a bit of a whatever stage.
Say it again.
Mira Comando.
Mira Comando.
He was like that kind of thing.
Mafioso.
So he walked past, and I just said, and he just walked past. Yeah, I'm always like, why's he looking like that? I was like, oh, just don't worry. But like, they get like.
Do you know what he looked like? Because it was
him.
Nah.
It's
Jad.
He's a Milan fan.
He's a Milan fan.
He's got a shirt.
Mira Caramando.
He wants you to sign it.
Look at the shirt. He wants you to sign it.
Of course he wants you to sign it.
You got a shirt on?
Of course he's got a shirt on.
You got a shirt on.
He's got extra grease in his hair today.
Sign it.
Go on, Jad.
Wrong pen.
Not even a pen. Sorry. I don't know what this is. Sorry.
I did it after.
We'll do it after. Let's get back in the car.
Back in the car.
And speaking of some of the more common, what did he say? Do it again.
I just wanted that.
Do it again.
Say again.
Mira Comando. Speaking of Mira Comando, I see you gave it.
Come on, man.
I see you gave an interview in Italian. I watched it. I didn't know what you said, but it was proper. You sounded local and you nailed the accent. You get me? So what are you saying?
Your accent, the language, bro.
No, accent as well.
No, you regional. We sound like he was from regional. There, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bruv, see,
what do you mean?
This is why you shouldn't get involved in our business. What?
Italy.
Manchester.
She's not Manchester. This guy's an idiot.
You right.
That's in Italy first.
You right.
So we say you're fluent. Not like 100%, but like.
Black medium, basically.
What, in Italian?
Bellissimo.
All right, if I gave you like a test just to see how good you are Italian, you'd probably pass with flying colors.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So before we continue, yeah, Fakayo's going to tell you to subscribe in Italian. He's going to tell you to like, share, subscribe, press the bell, all in Italian, fluently.
Pubblichiamo content su lunedì, mercoledì, venerdì. Mi raccomando. Subscribe. E suona il bell per essere notificati e non mancare nulla.
Nulla!
I knew what he said though. Do you understand that though?
Why couldn't the Italians find a word for subscribe?
Because I feel like subscribe is like a YouTube thing.
That's what I love about foreign languages.
That they use
that
English words.
They will say one word. Is it a helicopter? Is it somebody else on the train? It's just like, you just know, like, yeah, it's that way, boss. Like, you get me? Like, you know, like.
I was in a cab and I thought the cabman was like, he was going a long way to my yard. Like, you know, like where you don't know. And I thought, wow, he's on the phone all this way. He's lining me up. And then I heard mortgage.
He's out. Like, I hope you get that deal across the line.
I just heard mortgage. I was like, yeah, it's not me he wants, bruv. Fighting for a cheaper yard. It makes sense.
Did you say mortgage?
Yeah. He's like, blah, 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 bear of it. I was just like, I'm going to die. He just said mortgage. I was like, okay.
Okay, so keeping on AC Milan and all that, and obviously, like I'm saying, this is just legendary because it's a legendary club. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, we've heard his name count before. You're speaking to Paolo Maldini on the Zoom. Yeah, he's talked to you about joining, and apparently, you're just looking at him just starstruck.
What was you? Because your statement was,
I was just looking at him. I just needed some clarification for that. Can't just
on Zoom, like, so imagine
just staring at man.
I was just at home, and my agent was like, oh, so like today, like, they want to like get you on the call. I was like, yeah, say no more. But even then, it was like, I didn't deep that he was going to be on the call. Like, he just said it, like, oh, I'm going to be, I was like, yeah, cool, I'll just go on the call. Like, do you know what I mean? And then, like, I answered it.
FaceTime.
Zoom. Mila Kurmandu.
Yeah. So like he's just there.
Did I say it right? Sorry.
Mi raccomando.
Come on.
Mi raccomando.
Mira. You're not raccomando.
Mi raccomando.
So stupid.
Yeah. Mi. I'm sad.
It's not English word. Are you doing this?
No, because the way you done it.
Raccomando. Mi raccomando. Yeah. But yeah, you're just that there. Like my agent speaking and he's speaking. I was surprised to speak English as well, but like, so he's speaking. I'm just like, I'm talking to Maldini.
That's mad.
Like, I'm just thinking, wait, what? Like, what's going on? And like, after I told my dad, I was like, yo, dad, like, I just spoke to Maldini. He was like, yeah. But like, it was just.
What did your dad say? Just focus on SEN. Don't worry about Maldini. Just watch SEN again.
No, he was just like,
give me
yeah,
Maldini.
I remember his team, Weah, Barresi, all this. Like, he's Barresi just talking
was
about,
clean.
Yeah. But no, man, it was just like, it was mad. Like, it was, I couldn't believe it was happening. And then, I hung up the call and I was just going, what just happened? Mm. Like, who would have thought I would have ever done that? Do you know what I mean? So, that was sick.
Do you know what's so crazy? I was thinking about it now. Like, you play for Chelsea, Champions League established team. AC Milan, established Champions League team. It broke my heart when I saw you were linked with Spurs. They got a damn cheek.
Now listen.
We don't know what the future holds. Don't come.
No, brother. God did.
Pay the money, man. 80 million. God,
brother, no.
Yeah.
Did you score against Spurs in the Champions League?
No.
You scored against Liverpool?
Yeah.
Hey.
And another English team.
No, we lost though.
Hey.
We lost. I scored against Liverpool and...
Another English team? Or you at least beat them, at least.
No, we beat Newcastle.
You beat Spurs in Champions League?
Yeah.
So you turn up for... When you buck English teams, is it beef? Like, are you saying, all right, cool, watch this?
Do you know what it is? It's not like English teams. At least then I know, like, for sure, like, people gonna be watching. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, it's like, okay, people gonna be watching this one. So like, let's turn up. And like, even like in Italy, like, or everyone in the team is like, okay, we're playing against an English team. So like, we know they're gonna be more, like, they're gonna be like, ah.
Oh, is that a thing? Yeah, when you're bucking an English team, it's like, boys, where?
Yeah, cause like, we got hella foreigners in the team. So like, people like, have never been to England or never played in England. So like, they're like, oh yeah, we know the English man. Like, for example, like if I tackle someone, I'll be like, oh yeah, English tackle. Do you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, it's an English tackle. So like, that's just how they perceive it. So like, oh yeah, today, man, we've got to be on it. Cause like, if not, then.
Is there one team that you really want to play this year, or you really want to play in Europe at some point?
Barcelona, man.
Serious?
Yeah, man.
They got the new camp ready as well. So
it's not even that. I want like Yamal. Like, when I saw him against Inter, like, I've never seen anyone do that to Inter in it. But he was just getting the ball, and he was just like, I said, okay, I need to see him. Like,
Acerbi, is that the guy's name? The centre back, the old guy with the tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he put him in a blender, bro.
that's a mismatch, though.
That's a mismatch, though, bro. It's like the fullback was getting out of there.
On paper, that is a mismachine,
but in
bro.
The Milan, though, they're not that bad defensively. Like, from what I read all the, like, the comments from the players afterwards, they just said they have never played anything like that before.
Rude boy.
Like Lamine Yamal, I watched that game. Ridiculous.
Actually, no, scratch that. PSG.
PSG?
I say PSG.
Ooh. Doué, Bacano, Kvaratskhelia.
Because you know Yunus Musa?
Huh?
You know Yunus Musa?
Yunus Musa.
Ex-Arsenal.
So they played PSG this season, Atalanta. And I seen him like a couple weeks ago and he was like, bro, that is the best team I've ever played and ever will play. He was like, bro.
Told man they were cold.
He was like, because they play man v man, Atalanta.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm marking this guy. So I've gone there. I look behind me and like, he basically on their left wing. So they're right back, like where Hakimi is, whatever. Hakimi's gone somewhere. And he looked behind him and he was like, Nuno Mendes, like striker. He was like, wait, what? What's going on? But he's thinking, okay, so like, if we win the ball, like they're all over the place. Mm. He's like, nah, as soon as you lose the ball, yeah, they're on it. And then bam, 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 bam. He was like, that's the best team he's ever played and like they're the best team he ever will play.
Big up Paris. I want to stay in Italy. I want to stay in Italy. Obviously, it's been working out for you. You signed your full-time contract, 22, 21. I'm saying, what's it like winning Serie A?
22, 21?
Yeah, 21, 22, same thing. Come on, man, you know my story, man. Like, you're concentrate. Not you're not, what's it called?
Scudetto.
You lot are from the same cloth. I don't know why you're doing that.
Mate, bro, I'm Silky's corduroy, bro.
No, Scudetto's like the, it means like, it means shield.
It's so the shield, isn't it? So you won the Serie A, it's the first Scudetto in 11 years with the best defense in the league. What is that? Down to you and your leadership qualities, clearly.
Yeah.
What was it like winning Serie A?
What was it like winning Serie A? Nah, it was mad. Like, I think it was better because like no one expected us to win it. But we knew like, hey, we can win this, boys. But like, every time they'd ask us, be like, oh, just game, you know the ones, oh, game by game.
Trust me!
But then like, I remember like, I would just think, okay, we might win it, whatever. And then like, the last game, we played against Sassuolo away from home. So like, I remember they was asking, oh, how many tickets you want? And my parents are too scared to come to the game. So like, my man them came. And then they were like, yeah, you need to hurry up and be quick because like the Sassuolo website is crashing because all the Milan fans are basically going on their website and buying the tickets. So we got to the stadium. So like, imagine there's like obviously four stands. They had the Sassuolo fans here. The rest of the stadium was just Milan.
Oh, wow.
Away game.
Away game.
At their place. So I was like, oh, whoa, okay. Like we got there 2 hours before the game, stadium's full.
Mental.
We win the game. Like every single person just pitch invasion, boom.
Yeah.
On the pitch. And like when I tell you like people are like hugging us, yeah, and like they're like kissing us, like trying to
crying and thing.
It was mad. It was mad. And then like from I don't know, so I saw it was like maybe like 90-minute drive. By the time we got back to like Milan.
Whole party.
Forget it.
It's over.
Forget it.
Did you make player of this team of the season?
Yeah.
So you're saying that off season, I'm guessing you didn't pay for a meal in the city.
No, like even so like, so the next day we had a parade, didn't it? I went on holiday and then like we came back for pre-season. So they even gave us like, a bit of extra time. Like you might want to like, yeah, 2 weeks, sorry, 2 weeks extra.
2 weeks?
Yeah, man. Weird. It was nice. And then we come back and like you know, you could just walk around the city, you just feel like, you're just feeling so good, you're like, hey.
You've seen Conor McGregor's walk, now that.
Yeah, you can do that one. Yeah. No one's gonna say nothing. Like, nah, it was sick, man, it was sick.
You see, with the league being like defensively focused and tactical, what they say about Italy, like, do you think like it's harder to win a Serie A, like as a footballer, that, or especially as a defender anyway, do you feel like it's harder to make it through that season than say like a Premier League one?
I think it's different. So like, for example, okay, do you know Malik Chow? He plays for Newcastle.
Yeah.
So like, obviously he was at Milan last year and I spoke to him like not recently and he was like, the Prem's different because every team will go at you. They'll try and win. Whereas in Italy, like we'll play against Pisa and they're coming San Siro. They're like, we are not losing.
Mm.
We will stay here for 90 minutes if we have to. We are not losing. But you can play against like for example, I see the Sunderland game against Arsenal. In Syria, that would like they're like they're going at it, like they're going at Arsenal, but in Italy.
But ain't Como the equivalent of Sunderland? Is Como Cesc Fabregas coming and parking the bus at Milan? I don't think.
No, Como's more like because like, this is their second season. It's their second season.
Yeah, but talk to us about Como actually because they look very interesting.
Nico Paz as well.
Boy, player.
I can't like we play against even actually fair we played against them last season when they got promoted. I think they were the only team. Yeah, the only team that come and like, first off, everyone's looking at each other in the changing room, like, fake. They kind of dealt with us that first half still. Like, like everyone's looking at it. Because like, they're just popping up everywhere. They're moving the ball. Like, but then like, as soon as they lose the ball, like everyone's back, boom. So it's different. Like in England, I feel like when I watch the games, I feel like the away, like promoted teams will probably try and like make it hard for you, you know what I'm saying? In terms of like, they're going to go at you, they're going to maybe try and press you or like tackles. In Italy, it's more like...
Break us down.
So yeah. Low block, I guess.
Low block, five at the back, 5-4-1, counter-attack.
Dark.
Yeah. 5-4-1's horrible.
Yeah.
Dark.
That's low block.
Not even 5-3-2, no. Nine man in the box. 4-1. Dark.
Italy's the one place where I see the maddest formations. Thiago Motta still has a formation that to this day, I don't even know what it was. It was like two...
24/7. I don't know what was going on that belonging team.
They do the matting there.
With the education you've gone and got in Italy as a centre back, if you left it, would you walk around feeling like I'm one of the better centre backs wherever I go? Because I've done this for, like, it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I said, Italy's more thinking. So like, it's more like you're thinking about where you're standing. Whereas in the Prem, for example, it's more like intensity. Like, you even if you're not in the right position, you sprint to get there, big tackle. Or like, you know, it's more like your physical attributes. Whereas in Italy, it's more like you could be small, you could be big. But like, if you're in the right position, like,
because you've been in Italy so long, do you think like coming back and playing in the Prem will be like a bit of a culture shock? Like when you're seeing these men moving, like you think like, wow, these men are mad.
probably because like. Like in Italy, like build up's more like it's more considered. Like, okay, we're gonna pass ball here. We're gonna try and move him. If he moves there, then you know it's more like that. Where in England, it's like we're trying to go and score as quick as possible, or like you know we're trying basketball to like
not Arsenal, bruv.
It's basketball in England, isn't it?
No. Yeah, but it's more like okay. For example, if we're winning 1-0 in Italy, it's like we've got the 3 points right now.
Protect the game. Yeah,
we don't need to go because like we got 3 points. Whereas in England, it's like City was go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, in Italy, I was watching the United Spurs game the other day. We was 1-0 pretty comfortable. And I'm saying 1-0 is not enough.
Yeah, but that's how England push it. Like,
but he's saying it doesn't matter what a dodgy score. Are you saying, is it like lower teams or you're saying anybody? If you get 1-0 in front, you're more than likely thinking, all right.
But obviously, it's not like, okay, you get 1-0 up. It's like, okay, now we're not going to try to score. But it's like, pick the moment. But like, for example, like you play against City. City will score 1 against you.
Yeah.
And they'll go again to get 2.
Yeah,
then they're trying to get 3. Trying to get 4. In it is that if you win 1-0, 3 points is it. If 1-0 is the same as 5-0, it's 3 points. Do you know what I'm saying?
Don't you think England's become a little bit more tactical since you left though? Because I think I used to, when you watch football, and I was being disrespectful, I used to enjoy football a lot more than I enjoy it now. The more tactical it gets, the slower it gets, and the more boring it gets, for me personally anyway. And I've watched the English game, as we've got a lot more money, but you know, bigger managers now. They're just trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, but a lot of the games to me are very, very, very slow.
It's reverting
very
back slow. Though.
Yeah, I feel like the Prem's definitely the fastest. Like even when if I watch a Serie A game, immediately watch an English game, I'm already like, okay, I can see the difference.
The pace is there, yeah.
The pace is like, it's just like, we attack and then you can attack. But in Italy, it's like, there'll be a time where like, the team will attack, they will attack. The keeper will get the ball, throw it to the left back, put his foot on the ball. And then everyone's kind of like, okay, cheers for that. Like,
yeah.
Let's get a breather. But in England, it's like, left back gets it and we're going again.
Yeah
or no though, because the people that have the most touches on the ball are the centre backs. If the game was that fast, the centre back wouldn't have that many touches. It closed down straight away.
It's not like they're standing with their flat. The centre backs have got it a lot, but they got to move it, bro.
No, but when I watch it, I'm watching a centre back stand there, shift to his right, shift to his left, point to this, pass it, get it back. I'm like, brother, get it to the forward. I'm paying £220 Sky. Not to see Saliba on the ball.
Is that Arsenal problem you're talking about?
No, I don't think Liverpool it's an Arsenal problem. Well. I watch a lot
good
of football.
Teams the better five, teams centre backs have
Liverpool. Right. Liverpool better stop doing that then, boy, because they've been shit.
Where are the champions though?
It's over now.
Sure it is though. I just think it's...
Tell them stop doing it.
I think football's just realised possession wins you games, isn't it? Like, you've got to keep it.
We're not doing what
that.
You do.
Thierry Henry.
That's my guy, man.
Like you said, that was your idol growing up. You idolised him so much that you wore your gloves and you pulled up your socks.
As a centre-back.
No, I was a striker these times. Like, this is when I was young.
The pace. Copying his celebrations as well. I think that was all of us, though.
Mm.
Not you lot. You lot are older than him.
It's a different generation. Yeah. Different generation still.
What, the slide on the knees on that? You lot was doing that on concrete.
That's a concrete. That's a concrete.
Concrete as well.
Dark over there.
The open foot finishing them thing there. Like,
finesse.
Yeah.
If he scored on the weekend, then like, because these times I was playing Sunday League, so like I was scoring goals. Like now. Yeah.
Hmm?
But, but like if I scored like I can't remember what game it was but I remember I watched the game and this is when Arsenal was playing at Highbury and they had the burgundy kit and like he must have whipped one, it was at Villa or something, he whipped one and like he just like jogged around the goal and I remember I scored that weekend and I'd done the same thing.
Because
I'm just like that's just in my head. Like that's if I do what he does, I'm going to be like him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, One second as well, because obviously, when are you going to debut our celebration? You plan it? They don't know what I'm going on. You
ever
do that?
I'm turning the telly off.
What's up, Pepe?
I'm walking out the stadium, bro.
What's wrong with a man doing that, bro?
It's his.
I copied off someone. And he told it to me.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
He showed. If he showed you,
no, he didn't show me. All right, cool.
I'll stay.
Let me ask you this quick, yeah. What was the transition like? As you say, you was playing Sunday League in an attacking position. So what was you off the wing up top?
I was number nine.
So what was it like when you got? What was the first club to grab you? Was it Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea.
So what? How did you feel when they were like, "Listen, for Kyle, big that was a great run," but I'm saying, my boy, I saw the shoulder barge.
I got a job
we
for you.
Need that back.
I got
there.
A job for you.
This way.
Yeah,
I'm this way.
That's basically what happened. Like, cause I used to like run around kicking people. Like even, what he used to do when he was nine, like they'll split the season into three. So like back then, everyone's a striker. So like, okay, you do 4 months defense, 4 months midfield, 4 months striker, and then they can kind of gauge, all right, he's better at this, better at this.
Yeah.
And like, I would just always find myself defending for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So then it got, literally by the time I was 12, I was trying to, they would put me in midfield, like they still try and change everyone. They'll put me in midfield, whatever. And it got to 13, the guy was like, yeah.
Acceptance.
Yeah. Yeah, literally like, you have to accept this. Like, you're actually better. Even my dad was like, listen, can't lie to you. You're better at this.
Because you're, when I was, even when you walked in, I was thinking, I didn't think you was like the biggest. But when you walked, I was thinking, rah, bruv, like. So what, back then.
I can
then,
make it, innit? No, you can't.
Nah, not I can make it. I was just thinking, how did they say? Nah, but all jokes aside, back then, was you like bigger? Was you like bigger than most of the youth? So you've always been like a
no, been like
smaller,
this.
Rah.
Yeah, but I knew like, I'm not a giant. I ain't 6'4".
Yeah, but there's also that African strength. You get me? You're playing with the ancestors.
Yeah. Like you just got to find it, like,
burn up.
Hit the striker earlier.
Burn up.
You can't burn the ancestors.
How can you burn up the ancestors?
Come on, bro.
Playing with
you
them.
Know, you ain't got no culture anyway. That's We've seen I'm you saying, online. Bro. We know your story.
You're a vulture. Whatever.
I quick.
What?
Back in the whip.
Concentrate.
Back in the whip.
Talking of defense, yeah. Obviously, I want to know what you make of it, yeah. But I also want to know, because I know like footballers talk and stuff like that, yeah. Like, so like even like what the opinion would be like around the league or between your teammates and stuff, yeah. We're talking about, and obviously Italians love defense. What would you make of like Arsenal's defense? Like, what's the reputation, or what do you think about that pairing of Gabriel and Saliba and how they're doing right now? Is it respected?
Nah, their whole team is mad, man.
See?
Their defense is mad. Like, they got everything. Like,
say that again, what we got?
No, they got everything.
But I'm saying, is it something that spoke about in the change rooms and the things? Like, oh, you're watching the games, you're like, boy, them Arsenal boys.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially now, because Arsenal got Calafiori. So, like, the Italians want
to
watch it.
Okay, yeah.
Chat to them, Tomori.
But, like, Arsenal are mad. Like, they got a sick keeper, they got pace, strength, height.
Who's better to you right now? Because last thing's happened. If Arsenal were to play PSG, where do you reckon? Aye,
Paul, come on.
I'm just asking, because obviously he wants to play
tomorrow.
They're
going to kick your tea out for you.
Well, you're not going to kick your tea out because you're not there.
Ooh,
back to you, tea.
Sleepy.
He's never said that.
He's never done that in his life.
Ever.
Lips.
I thought you had a stroke, you know.
Sleepy.
I said, oh, sleepy. No one's ever done that.
No one.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
Nah, I like that one still.
You say you like that?
Yeah, it was right.
Yeah, you see him, man. Yeah.
All right, let him talk, please.
What was I saying again?
Gabriel, Saliba, Arsenal.
Yeah, man.
They got everything.
They got everything. They're for me.
And will they beat PSG in a match today?
I ain't played against PSG, so I mean, you play against Arsenal pre-season, so it's a bit like, it's hard to say. No, they were sick.
Who would you say is the lead or the best defender at the centre back, Saliba, Gabriel? I know what I think.
I think it kind of depends on if you was a manager, how would you want your team to play?
If you was a manager,
who would you rather have as a partner next to you?
Ooh,
out of the two,
great question.
See, I should have been there, but that's another day.
Just for another day.
Made a commando, mate.
Sleepy.
The wickedest thing is, I know it has to be Gabriel. He don't need Saliba.
Yeah, for real.
He's being nice. He knows Gabby.
Do you know what it is like? I'd probably say Gabriel.
Yeah.
Of course. That was the right answer.
Because he's left-footed.
No, because you know ball.
Is that the only reason? Because he's left-footed?
That's why I pushed him more. But like the way they are is like, how I see it is like, whatever like Gabriel don't have, Saliba has. Whatever Saliba don't have, Gabriel has. And then they just kind of put it together. Emerges, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah. Obviously, these men are your pairs and stuff, whatever. But do you have inspirations as centre-backs in today's game?
Thiago Silva.
Isn't he finished?
He's in Brazil. Still in Brazil.
Still rating his thing.
He's cold though.
Bro, Club World Cup.
Thiago Silva is mad. He's another one. I could have put him in top three actually. Thiago Silva's mad. Ramos. JT, obviously.
Who's your goal, like all time? Like your
defender or player?
I want centre back because you're centre back. If you don't say Maldini's gonna get a zoom.
That next Zoom call, you're gonna speak to his son. It won't be him.
Zoom's crazy.
I like Ramos, man.
Sergio.
I liked Ramos.
Beast. And obviously, because I'm your brethren as well, just for the edit, just say Maldini as well quickly.
Barresi, just say Barresi.
I never saw him play though.
Loon saw him play.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know he did. That's
why did you say it like he said, no, you didn't?
Yeah, I did. Why, if I did, you could have.
Why are you getting defensive for?
I'm not. I said I did.
Agreed defensively.
That's crazy.
Huh?
You're moving like I'm trying to diss you, bro.
But yeah, Maldini go. Maldini go.
Can I ask you though? You see that I read something about AC Milan, yeah? Older players go there. You lot got some chamber after the game. Is that real?
Some
their recovery, the older players recover better at AC Milan. That's why bare older players go there. And
they talk about Milan Lab.
See, everyone's moving like I was a madman.
You are.
Yeah, he saved you. He saved your
some
skin,
chambers,
bro.
I had some icy smoke pulls out and they get better quick.
No, it's basically like, because like, the training ground they built was like, I don't know, like in the 80s or something. So like they had like advanced technology from back then.
Yeah.
So then that's why there was, because of that, that's why.
But everyone's got it probably now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The older players used to go there and it was a
proper thing. I want to find out about other centre-backs in the Premier League that I think are dope and see your opinion. So Van de Ven, what do you think of?
Hard.
Botman.
Yeah, rude boy. Yeah.
Would you wanna come home and play in the Prem again, or is that
I thought you were gonna ask a Man U.
I thought you were gonna talk about why Liverpool's backline is the way it is right now. Right. As a centre back, what do you think about that backline?
They got sick backline, bro.
You got that.
From yeah, Prem, yeah. No, done, man.
I don't know what you're doing,
back,
bro.
As a centre back, what I work with me. Just hear my point. Right. They've gone from title winning back four. Obviously, Trent left, Kirkez, Frimpong. Or if you was in this back four right now,
you're drowning.
No, Liverpool's backline is very good. I mean, they got Van Dijk.
That's what you need.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like now, like the way football is, it's more than just the defenders.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? Like. It's more than just that. It's more than just the centre backs.
There's
like,
problems there. Slop.
Who? Slop.
Don't listen Jürgen to them. Slop. Hey, we're looking
Jürgen
at you.
Jürgen Slop.
Don't mash up the deal. We're looking at you.
Slot.
Slot. Don't worry. We're looking at you.
Imagine we're managers. What's going on?
Jürgen Slop. He's Jürgen terrible. Slop. Anyway, just quickly, like I said, obviously we know you're AC Milan. You're having a wonderful time over there. Mm. You love the club. You love the club. You love the gaffer. You love the people. All of that kind of stuff. But if the opportunity arises for you to come back home, was that something you'd be interested in?
Now, maybe at one stage, but you can never say never in football, do you know what I'm saying? Like, anything can happen. But right now, what am I, 27, almost 28?
You got time.
I got time, yeah.
I think we said it on the show. Like, if you hadn't played for Chelsea, they 100% would have bought you by now.
Yeah.
100%, you're that kind Chelsea. Of Chelsea profile. 1,000,000%. But yeah, now I hope you forward back, man. I think maybe.
But yeah.
Not Tottenham though, man. Do the right thing, man.
Spike Lee. No, is it go Tottenham?
No. Listen, man. Chat to
I don't mind Spurs. I like Spurs.
Chat to the.
I like Spurs. They give us Berbatov, Carrick. They've been good by us. I like Spurs. I wouldn't mind. I'd watch you play over there.
Fakayo, before we go though, thank you so much for the wonderful tickets to go to the Milan Derby. We might very much appreciate that.
My first time in the San Siro.
Do you know what I mean? Like that is big drip. Big drip.
Rui Costa shirt every
big drip.
You got Rui Costa shirt?
No. Well, it's the last question. What are your hopes for this season?
Well, first, this season we ain't playing Champions League. So we need to get back to Champions League. Then we got Super Cup, December, so we got to win Super Cup. Right now in the league, still too early, but we're there.
Super Cup. What do you have to do to play in the Super Cup?
That's basically like Community Shield.
So the English Super Dish is an actual thing. I told my, why are we the only people that disrespect
don't call it super?
That?
Yeah, no, it's about the community, bro. It's about the charity and
the
thing.
The community is the best people in the world, bro.
That's why it's a Community Shield, Charity Shield. It's the right thing. It don't need to be super. We're doing this for the people there.
They just call it Super Cup, yeah. Probably
English
that.
Super Dish.
Scudetto.
World Cup squad.
World Cup squad.
Good ending.
World Cup squad. Good ending.
We're getting America, man.
Honestly, Fikayo, it was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, big pleasure being here, man.
Hey, Tomori!
You got yourself, bro.
Tomori! And just quickly, can you say like, comment, and subscribe in Italian, please?
Like, comment, subscribe.
What?
Comment. All right, no,
why are you French?
What is that?
Why are you French?
can we get it properly, please?
Like, commento, e subscribe.
It was the same thing. It was the same thing.
Hey, we're gone.